Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
We've had 35 resurrections of the dead. The closer they are to freshly dead, the easier they are to resurrect.
So I see this giant angel and I asked him his name. It's a financial company. And I realized this angel is here for our finances.
And that's a true literal story, by the way.
These people are charlatans. And it's about time we draw a line in the sand and stop fraternizing with the wolves.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
You did it.
It's the Wretched Radio mail call delivery bag Q&A infotainment nationwide extravaganza featuring your voicemails, correspondences, communiques, dispatches, memorandums, and messages.
Why did you do it?
Special message for all the kids watching at home.
What we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country.
You have 1,200 messages.
That is a bit above average.
Now here's your host, Todd Freakishly Tall Friel.
DeVille is here!
Ooh, this is Wretched Radio. I ask, you answered. If you recall, Jimmy earlier this week said he wasn't nuts about the Ten Commandments being hung on government school walls in Texas and Oklahoma. And I said, hey, if you disagree with Jimmy, please feel free to send an email or to text. And, well, you did. Idea at wretched.org and 877-282-2337.
All right, from Alan. Todd, I listened to your section on the Ten Commandments in schools. I disagree with your take. I wish you would have gotten a true believer to present the opposing view instead of Glenn Beck.
Could I just share something with you privately, Jimmy?
Yeah.
There were two reasons that I chose that clip, one of which was not because it was such a weak argument, and it was like I'm using it so that I can trounce on it. It was, first of all, just to use it to discuss the subject, because I think this is one of those theological issues where we can wrangle through it, and if we come to a different opinion on it, we sure ain't going to be hating one another. But don't tell anybody. The second reason was I was hoping that people would hear Glenn Beck's presentation and go, I don't think I need to be listening to that guy, but just that's just between you and me.
Okay. I won't tell anybody. Mm-hmm. Alan continues, there's no separation between church and state. While you may not be proselytizing, someone's religion is going to influence education. Specific ideas will be imposed because that is the purpose of education.
In other words, if it's not our religion instructing the kids, there's going to be a religion that instructs the kids.
Right.
Alan, that's a powerful argument. I've heard it used in a lot of different sectors of our world regarding the issue of the social square and the interaction with religion and church and state. It's a powerful argument. Hey, there's no question about it. Somebody is going to download their moralisms to the kids. But I think the key word here is therefore. The argument typically goes, somebody's going to teach our kids religion. Therefore, it should be Christianity because we're the best religion. And I just disagree with the therefore. Why? Because I don't think that an accurate statement necessarily leads to the conclusion that we should be doing something that I think in its essence is contra-Christian. Christianity's foundation isn't law. Christianity's foundation is Jesus. And when we consider our interaction with society, whether it's school, whether it's politics, whatever the school board, whatever it happens to be, the question that I want to ask is, what is Christianity? And the answer is, it's not a moral faith. You say, well, of course it's a moral faith. Well, yeah, right. It does have the correct morals. But that's not what we're about. We are about God sending his son to save sinners and bring us into a right relationship with him that we might know him, enjoy him, and glorify him forever. That's what Christianity is about. It's about regeneration, not demanding that our moral values be adhered to by everybody. So I think even though I get the power of the argument, I don't draw the same conclusion. Sometimes that argument is presented like this. Hey, somebody is going to teach kids religion. Don't you want it to be Christianity? And the answer to that, it seems like the obvious kind of the gut reaction is, yeah, that's what I want. And I say, well, hold on. It just depends on what you mean by teach our kids Christianity. Would I prefer that everybody learned about Christianity? Well, of course. Would I prefer that our social fabric was thoroughly influenced by Christianity? Of course I would. But I think we return to a therefore, because it feels like, well, therefore, Christianity then needs to enter the public square, put on its boxing gloves, and tell people this is the faith that is historical, it is also biblical, and we believe that this is what should guide the country's moral code. I don't come to that conclusion. Why? Because that's not what Christianity is about. That to me is super sub-Christian. I think we've all done this math or heard this articulation in a sermon before. What would be a better thing? One person being saved or 10 million unsaved people that choose to not punch another student in the nose? Which one is more important? And you go, well, the salvation of a soul. Bingo. Because that's what our faith is about. So, Alan, if you would like to disagree with my disagreement of your disagreement with which you disagreed, feel free to respond, idea@wretched.org. You can also text 877-282-2337. I feel the power of that argument, but I don't think it automatically brings us to that conclusion because of what our Christian faith is. Jimmy, you got anything to add?
No, I mean, I agree with what you're saying. I mean, I just, like I said last week, you've got to pair the law with the gospel.
Well, the use of the law is to use it lawfully. What's the purpose of the law? To bring people, like a schoolmaster, to Jesus Christ.
And when you're forcing it, and that's what's happening, because you're going to have a school full of teachers that don't believe this way, they don't want it. And when you force something on somebody like that, they're not going to say the Christian things you want them to say when the Ten Commandments that they don't believe in are plastered on the wall. So if the students ask questions, they're not going to get the answers that they should be getting.
Here's a thought experiment for all of us. And this is just intended to be that, not to provoke any further. But I would ask, why the Ten Commandments? Why not the first 10 Proverbs? Why not the 8 I Am statements? What is it about the Ten Commandments that we so like the idea of them being hung on the wall? And I think the reason for that is they're not overtly Christian. It's a moral code. Now, I think there's 2 tablets. We discussed that earlier this week. But it's a moral code. If we want Christianity influencing our kids, then let's make it Christian. We insist John 3:16 is actually spelled out on the walls of every single school. Why don't we insist on that or feel the need for that? I think that's an interesting thought experiment. 877-282-2337.
From Jamie, Todd, I don't want to do this. It needs to be done, though. You're being a hypocrite.
No.
You use the Ten Commandments to witness to people individually, yet when people want them to be posted in public places, you deny the power of the Word of God.
Well, wait, that was a lot there, but go ahead.
He just says the Ten Commandments are the Word of God, and person can only understand who God is when God allows them to.
Well, yes, when he illuminates them, when he regenerates them, yes, I agree with that, but I'm not sure this is that. I'm not sure that using the commandments lawfully, which is as a schoolmaster, a mirror, a curb, and a guide, is the same thing as just hanging them up on a classroom wall. And so I don't think this is that. However, valid point. And I think we would need to acknowledge that. You put the Bible anywhere and it's got power. You let kids see it. And the Holy Spirit can use it to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. It will not return void. I totally agree with that. But I do believe, without invoking Alistair, that begs the question. In this instance, it actually begs the question. Can we still use Alistair's last name? At any rate, it begs the question, is that what Christianity is after. Would there, if we want people to hear the word, wouldn't there be a less confusing way to do that? And even, I would add, a more thorough way to present that. Consider what Jesus said when he left the planet, and consider his interaction with the Pharisees. He said, go and make disciples, preaching the gospel. That's what happens first, then teaching them to obey. They need to be regenerated in order to obey, at least from the heart, which is why Jesus interacted with the Pharisees so aggressively. He was after the heart. The Pharisees were after actions. He was after our affections, our will, our emotions, the totality of our being. The Pharisees, they didn't care about the innards. All they cared about was how things looked on the outside. So I think between the Great Commission and Jesus' scolding of the Pharisees for trying to impose Judaism on people without heart regeneration, for those two reasons regarding the Ten Commandments on government school walls, I'm out. I'm like a Shark Tank sort of guy. Now, if you disagree, can we agree on this? Brother, sister, we can still love one another, right? We can still do church together with one another, right? This is Wretched Radio.
Okay, I'm going to admit it up front. I'm about to use every cheesy sales phrase in the book because, well, this time, they're actually true. The Fortis store is closing permanently, and we literally mean everything must go because after this month, there won't be a store. Presently, you're going to notice that we've slashed prices up to 75% off all physical inventory. That's books and booklets and DVDs and CDs. You know, the old-fashioned things you can actually hold without charging your battery. And at these prices, you're going to wonder if we've lost our minds. Spoiler alert, we haven't. We found our mission. Thanks to our incredible gospel partners, we're going to be making all of our digital resources completely free on Fortis Plus. Free, as in $0. But first, help us empty our shelves. You've got through the end of this month to take advantage of all of our physical inventory. After that, these resources are going to become collector's items. Visit FortisInstitute.org right now. Trust me, your future self is going to be grateful you didn't miss out on this wonderfully ridiculous clearance event, going out of business sale or something. FortisInstitute.org.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke? Or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Beautiful campus. All of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number 6 for preparing students for the real world. All that. Plus, the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Is your marriage at a bit of a breaking point? The person you said vows to and promised to spend forever with, do they now feel like a stranger? The love and trust between you, has that been now replaced with bitterness and betrayal and even silence? Well, know that you're not alone. Marriages everywhere are falling apart. Introducing Transformed Season 4. 6 brave couples opened their hearts as Dr. Lou Priolo guided them through infidelity and resentment, communication breakdowns, using biblical counseling that actually works. 13 honest, powerful episodes that show you exactly how God's Word changes everything. One new episode drops every week, and it's completely free at FortisPlus.org. Plus, you can get the free study guide and apply these life-changing principles to your own relationship. Whether your marriage needs healing or you just want to grow stronger together, this series, Transform Season 4, is for you. Streaming now at FortisPlus.org.
Revelation. How can anyone know God unless he reveals himself? If God did not speak, religion would be nothing more than man's best guess. But God has revealed himself in creation, in the Bible, and in the person of Jesus Christ. We can know God, and we can be brought into right standing with Him.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Yes, I remember the number. Now. Tragic.
1-7-7-2-8-2-B-1-8-7-7-2-8-2-B.
That number. This is Wretched Radio. I was thinking of Tommy Two Tone. I don't know why either. It had something to do with telephone digits, 867-5309. I got that stuck in my head and I thought, oh, I'll kind of, if you will, transliterate it. I'll use our number to the tune of Tommy Two Tone's 867-5309. And then I couldn't remember our own phone number. So Timmy reminded me, it's right here. 1-8-7-2-8-2-B-1-1-8-7-7-2-8-2-B-8-8-1-8-2-8-2-3-3-7. Nailed it, Friel. You nailed it.
This is from Jason. Todd, great discussion last week regarding the church's role in divorce. We have established the biblical grounds for divorce, but here's my question. Have we completely biffed it on the issue of permissible remarriage? I would imagine most churches have remarried couples, yeah, but yeah. I can't help but wonder how many of these remarriages are unbiblical based on the nature of divorce.
Yeah, the Lord knows. I don't know the number. Have we completely biffed it? I don't know, but I'm pretty certain a lot of churches have because it's really delicate, tricky stuff. I'm of the opinion that there are indeed biblical grounds for divorce, and that indicates because that covenant is broken, remarriage most certainly can happen. We've treated this subject historically here. That's my take on the subject. But I wonder how many churches, before they say, sure, we'll marry you, say, now, wait a second, I understand you had a past marriage. Tell me about that. To dive in and to, first of all, I think, protect the institution, but maybe even more than that, to protect the individuals, because you don't want to be going about the business of sinning and getting remarried when the divorce was not biblical. In fact, I fear that doing that, it invites, 8675. No, that's not what I'm thinking of. Dr. John Street, he says that God will release the hounds of heaven to like nip at you. Because the way of the sinner, the way of the fool, it's hard. So you want to make sure that your grounds for divorce are biblical. And before you pursue getting remarried, make sure that you're clear on that so that you don't enter into something that is sinful. Because if you were not able to biblically break that first covenant, now you're entering into another covenant, which puts it in contradiction to the original covenant. In other words, I think both pastor and parishioner need to be talking about the subject more. Who was it that sent in that email or that text, whatever that was?
His name was Jason.
Jason, you're right. It's a good word from you, Jason. 877-282-2337.
This is from Anonymous, a text. Todd, what role does confession play or confession to others play in the battle against pornography?
A lot. You got to bring it into the light. If you don't, you're skulking away in the shadows. And if you're committing the sin of pornography, you need to let others know about it. And if you've sinned against somebody, now you've sinned against your body, you've sinned against the Lord, you've sinned against the people that you're perusing. But if, for instance, you're married, you're sinning against your wife. And what do we do with sin? We confess it to one another. Would like to say congratulations to everybody. Thank you very much for passing out the Play the Man QR code card that we sent to about 600 or 700 people who are going to go to university campuses to deliver, to give a card to young men. Here it is right here. Be the man they admire, trusted, respected, looked up to. That's what you're meant to be, but porn is holding you back. Play the Man will help you break free. Are you ready? And then it's got the QR code, which sends them to the page where, and if you want to go read the book, you can too, by the way. It's there on PDF. It is there in ebook. It's video. It is audio. I think we're going to be posting it, I think, next week on the YouTube machine. It's almost 3 hours long, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. I was there.
That's just, That's just crazy that a YouTube video can be that long. I remember YouTube was make it snappy. Just you got to make it quick. And like 5 minutes, you're pushing it, Pally. Now the experts will tell you 5 minutes too short. You got to make it longer because people are using YouTube so differently. My editor, James, was just telling me, I believe it was Rupert Murdoch, who of course owns lots of stuff in media, has for years, if you will, been at war with YouTube, denouncing it. And now he's confessing YouTube is the future. That's because people use it and they watch long form content. So we're posting a long form content, 3 hours long, to help people with the issue of pornography. It will help you in your battle. And thank you to everybody who ordered those cards. Thank you to everybody who went to a campus to pass them out. And thank you to our gospel partners that allow us to give this stuff away. It just thrills my cold conservative heart. Idea@wretched.org.
Okay, this next question I want to answer first. Before you do.
Well, don't you need to ask it first?
Well, yeah. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
This is from Anonymous, a text. I'm a former pastor who has dozens of books and commentaries in my library at home. They're just collecting dust. I'm not preaching anymore.
I know your answer.
And I don't have time to read them because I'm working a full-time job.
Send it to Jimmy Hicks.
Well, send me an email at jimmy@wretched.org. Let's figure out how much it's going to cost to ship those to Atlanta.
Is he trying to get rid of them?
Yeah, he wants to know what's a God-honoring way of discarding of them.
Oh, are they good or are they bad? Bad. Every pastor has the section of bad books in their library. I try the good ones. I would try to find a pastor who maybe can't afford them and bless them with it. There's no doubt somebody very close to you in your town who would feel very blessed by those. Now, the rotten ones, throw them away. Don't goodwill them. We don't want to propagate crummy teaching. Don't sell them for a nickel. Dump them. And speaking, however, look at me, Jimmy, of selling things for a nickel. Have you visited our big sale that we are in the middle? Well, we just started really here at Wretched Radio. All of our stuff, dirt cheap. Why? Because perhaps you know that we, and again, thank you to our gospel partners, asked you to partner with us so that we could close the store. Well, you responded just amazingly. And so we're closing the store. So all of our resources will be available online for free. Everything. You don't pay for any study guides, none of it. It's just free. But in the meantime, we kind of had a warehouse full of stuff. So if you want hard copy of stuff, the DVDs, the Bible study, etc., then visit FortisInstitute.org and you'll find the sale. And also, if you've been wanting some of our biblical counseling books, there are a ton of them that are amazing. They are way cheaper with us than you'll find any place else. And so the goal is to simply empty the warehouse. And in the future, you know what we'd like to fill the warehouse with? More of these cards, like the Play the Man cards, so we can ship them out to you. And then you go to campuses and you give away great news. I just love that. Don't miss out on the sale if you like things for a nickel. Okay, I don't think we got anything for 5 cents, but I think there's a lot in there that's 99 cents. And don't be surprised, by the way, if you get a box, if you order stuff from us, and there's more stuff in it than you ordered, because we might just send you some of our old stuff because we couldn't justify a nickel for some of that stuff. Jimmy, it was really, I had to look at some of those resources. Persecution. I think that's a really good resource. That's a treatment of 1 Peter. Politics. Oh, we had one called Gospel Clarity. Can I just tell you how encouraged I was to see a resource, Gospel Clarity? It must have been done 10 years ago. Jimmy, see if this sounds familiar. This is what Gospel Clarity, basically, this is what the cover read. That most evangelical churches aren't able to articulate the gospel. Now, that I was encouraged by that because I'm afraid we've been banging that drum now for 20 years or more here at Wretched Radio. And this DVD was intended to help people fill it in. Have you seen some of those videos? There's a guy who finds celebrities and he gives them a Bible with their name embossed on it. I think that rocks. I think that's awesome. This is not a critique of that. This is an affirmation of that. Way to go, dude. But the people who report on that guy's activities, this is what the subject line will say on their YouTube video. This guy shares the gospel with Ozzy Osbourne. No, he didn't. He gave him a Bible. And I love that, but that's not the same as sharing the gospel. And I think that's just another demonstration that we've so lost sight of what the gospel is. To witness to somebody, it involves a lot of information. Otherwise, they're not going to get it. It won't make any sense to them. And we've been doing this trend in evangelicalism for years. I first realized it courtesy of Ray Comfort, who apparently almost got attacked with a knife or something at the ministry was going on where somebody broke in and tried to had a knife and it was a mess and the police, everybody's fine. Thank you very much. But when I heard his treatment of the Ten Commandments, my response was boing. Again, this is why there's so many converts. We've lost the gospel. This is Wretched Radio.